Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Rosie Basin is a woman of the world who has sailed right around and now feels her feet firmly on the ground. She likes writing, painting, taking photos and walking down the beach, as well as getting her hands in the dirt and watching her garden grow. Rosie is the owner and operator of Byron Bay Chakra Puncture, as well as Byron Bay Mobile Massage, which has been in operation for over 8 years. She's a very down-to-earth practitioner who is straight to the point and supports her clients by inspiring them and offering them support along the way. Rosie has supported clients to stop drinking alcohol, to give up drugs, to change patterns of behaviour, as well as many other conditions. Rosie is there by her client's side 100% if they wish to make changes in their health. Hi, Rosie. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi.
I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yeah, sure. Let's go for it.
All right. Wonderful. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
I'm in a really, probably the best place I've ever been in my life. I've had quite a big journey and I've traveled around the world, so I've got quite a story. And where I am now is as a parent, and I own my own house and I've got a great job. I work full time, sometimes 40, 50 hours a week, but I actually really enjoy going to work, and I just wake up every day full of energy, and I just think, wow, life is really awesome and I didn't know it could be this good. And I just think, well, if it's this good, what's next?
Yeah, I love that. So Jordan, tell us a bit about your story then, where you've actually been to get to this point.
Sure. So I actually have a accent, but I was born in Australia. I grew up sailing around the world on a boat that my parents built. So I didn't have the regular childhood and I didn't go to school much. And it was definitely very different. And some people would say, oh, so lovely, romantic, growing up sailing around the world. But it's actually really hard. Never had a TV, never had a fridge, never had hot running water. And, I quite enjoy the luxuries of those things now in my home. And where I guess it was difficult was, I didn't go to school, so I didn't have a qualification when I set out to try and find work and everything. And I got a lot of judgment because people would think, oh, if you haven't been to school, you must be stupid. So there was always this part of me that wanted to really prove to the world that I was smart. So I did a lot of studies just to, get qualifications and trying to be someone. That was a big thing for me, and something that throughout the time I realized that I actually didn't need to prove anything and that I was actually really smart. I just had it in my head that because we have this education system and if you haven't passed your examinations, then you're actually missing something. But I think that's a big setup for a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely. So what sort of point did you decide to change? Like, you had that childhood, it was very different. Was there a point then where you said, no, I'm no longer doing that, I'm going to go out and do something else?
Yeah, look, I grew up in the Caribbean as a teenager, so I got into smoking pot, as you do in the Caribbean, and would wake up feeling pretty groggy every day and had no direction in my life. So when I moved to Australia, eventually with my daughter, I was a single parent living on a benefit and I couldn't really care less. And that was my every day. There was nothing really to wake up for. And then at some point I was just like, you know what, this isn't it. I want to get a job. I want to get ahead in life. I want to be able to offer something for my daughter. I don't want to be a solo parent, just, struggling to pay my bills week to week. So I got some esoteric healing and decided to, change my life and get a job. And from there, I started studying.
And that point where you were actually, okay, I've got to make a change, was it like a lightning bolt when you woke up, or was it more that the slow rumbles it got to a point where you had to change?
Well, I had a friend who was doing their study in chakra puncture, which is a gentle needle therapy. And she offered to give me free sessions. So I started having these sessions and I just woke up one day and was like, you know what, I'm not going to smoke anymore. So I gave up smoking. And then I started refining my diet, decided to stop drinking coffee. Then I decided to, I'd studied a diploma in herbal medicine, and I'd always tell my clients that, you know, if they're feeling bloated or if they're really lethargic, maybe they should try no gluten and dairy. But so I was one of these people that was telling people what to do, but wasn't practicing it myself. So I decided to do 3 months, see what the difference was. And the difference was so huge that I thought, well, okay, 6 months, let's try 6 months. And after 6 months, I was like, no alcohol, no coffee, no sugar, no dairy, no gluten. But my diet was amazing, and I started getting really creative with what I was eating, and I had more energy than I'd ever experienced in my whole entire life, which was a major turning point. I lost weight and became more my normal natural weight, and from there, it's been amazing.
So what about once you're in business for yourself, have you had challenges along the way that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
No, I've actually really enjoyed being in business, and did a small business course, and then later did another course that had another business subject in it. So I just refined my business, and I've really enjoyed it. And my business has expanded. So now we have five therapists working as part of my business, Byron Bay Mobile Massage. So what started out as my thing for me, I couldn't, you know, keep up with all the clients on my own. So now I've made it available for other people to work with me. So it's actually lovely.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I love it. And plus, you live in a beautiful part of the world too.
I do live in a really beautiful part of the world, and I do appreciate that all the time. But it all comes back to having choices, and I realized, you know, I'm not lucky. Like no one gave me the red carpet, and I could just walk down it. I've actually worked really hard and made choices to get to where I am today.
Yeah. What about like putting one foot in front of the other, what keeps you going? Do you have a big vision, or is it just now that you're loving life and loving living every day? What actually keeps you going?
I have a lot. I love purpose, and I think, you know, when you have a purpose in life, it makes it really easy to get up each day. And for me, it's about bringing what I've learned and what I can do with the massage to other people. So I studied a diploma in chakrapuncture. Once I'd experienced the modality for myself and loved it that much, I thought, you know what, I want to be able to offer this to other people as well. So for me, it's all about purpose and what are you bringing to the world, and not making it about yourself. Because really, when you're out there looking after everybody, you naturally get taken care of anyway.
Yeah. Do you have like an ignition point when things started really taking off for you, or do you feel like, you know, there's lots of little ignition points along the way?
There's been heaps of little ignition points, and you just go, wow, that was great. And then it's like it takes it to another level. But a couple of years ago, I had a big wake-up call where I ended up in hospital, and they misdiagnosed me, and I lost my leg. So I went home with a wheelie walker, and I couldn't walk. And it was like learning to walk again. And it was they with the misdiagnosis, they said, you probably have like 5 years to live, and then, you know, you'll be in a wheelchair and dead. And I was like, okay. So I left there, you know, devastated. But in that, it was really good, because I just decided, well, how do I want to live my life if I've only got 5 years? Anyway, long story short, they then told me, you don't have that, don't worry. And basically, you can go on living how you were before. And I said, no, I don't want to go on living how I was before, because this was the wake-up call. And it's like we've all got that opportunity to live our life to the most and the fullest. But I think sometimes we just don't appreciate each day and each moment and what we're actually capable of.
Yeah, that's so true, isn't it? What about new possibilities that have opened up for you? So once you had that turning point, what new possibilities have opened up for you?
Oh, I've had different job opportunities, and I've started working as a trainer for a massage college, and I've been asked to go over to New Zealand to speak for one of the women's groups there as a and do a presentation. I've been getting really into writing blogs, so writing heaps of blogs and getting them published, and yeah, and I'm also developing a new website as well. So yeah, lots of different things always seem to be happening.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
It's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. And talking about exciting, what's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
Most exciting thing I'm looking forward to in the future. You know, I don't actually have one thing that I'm actually aiming towards, or that's going to be the all be all and end all. I'm just, You know, what I'm learning to do is not to have a picture of what it has to be, because I think sometimes when we have a picture in our head, like even, you know, it's going to be my birthday and it's going to be amazing, we can set it up for a big failure. Whereas if we're open to what could possibly happen, but we not have a picture or not try to control it, sometimes what comes to us is way bigger and more amazing than we could have ever imagined.
Yeah, I love that. All right, let's have a change in pace and go to the speed round.
Okay.
What's your favorite book?
Favorite book? I'm reading a book on time and space by Serge Ben-Hayen, and I'm really enjoying that. I've always read books my whole life, but that's where I'm at the moment and really enjoying that.
Interesting. Haven't heard of that one, so might be one to look up. Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
There's a young woman called Natalie Ben-Hayen. She, to me, is the most amazing role model I've ever met. And, yeah, she's really inspiring.
What daily ritual works best for you?
Going for a walk. I really enjoy going for a walk, feeling my body, just connecting back, getting my circulation going. And the other thing that I love doing every day while I'm at work, if I've been sitting at the desk too long, is getting up and having a stretch. I realized a lot of people stop for smoko and I stop for stretch.
Yes. No, it's much better to have a bit of a stretch than to go and have the smoko, the old fashioned smoko, I think.
Yeah.
What about your favorite food?
Favorite food, avocado by far. If I was anywhere, just give me an avocado. I could survive on avocado.
Yeah. Country or city? Do you like living in the country or the city?
I've always preferred to be in the country. I get a little bit stressed in cities with traffic lights and the busyness and all the hustle and bustle. I prefer a little bit slower pace.
Yeah, yeah. What sort of advice could you give to others to help them make change in their life?
To give it a go and not to be afraid, because I think our biggest critique is ourselves, and often we don't give it a go because we're afraid we'll fail. But if we don't give it a go and don't try, we'll never know whether we could do it or not. And yeah, to believe in yourself and not allow that inner voice that tells you you can't do it or who do you think you are, and just stop listening to that and just keep giving it a go. And even if you get it wrong, that's how babies learn how to walk. They keep getting up and they keep taking another step.
Yeah, it's so true. As long as you keep taking those steps and getting some momentum going, that's where all the power is, isn't it? Yeah. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
If I had a time machine, I would go back and I wouldn't get so caught up in smoking pot and wasting my time, getting wasted, thinking that that was so much fun in my early 20s. Like, I think I wasted so much of my life partying. And yeah, I regret that because I damaged my body. I've got all the wrinkles to show that I smoke so many cigarettes every day. And that's what I'd change. I would go back and stop the smoking and stop the over drinking, because it's like so socially accepted. But from what I've studied with human biology and stuff, it's like, why would we want to do that to our bodies?
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Rosie, and sharing your story. I really appreciate it. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Sure. Look, if you'd like to contact me, you can find me on the website, which is www.byronbaymobilemassage.com.au.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was lovely chatting to you today.
Igniters, Rosie Barron has gone from having a very different upbringing to now being very successful and living an awesome life. I love how she says to be open to what could possibly happen. So if you want to contact Rosie, go to her website, www.byronbaymobilemassage.com.au. And for more information on how you can awaken from the drudgery that life brings, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.